ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんにちはニューヨーク、こんばんはロンドン。
Newbie Lesson Season 3, Lesson 17. Nihongo Dojo. What will they say if you come bearing gifts in Japan?
Naomi desu.
Rebecca here. Konnichiwa, Naomi-sensei.
Konnichiwa, Rebecca-san. O genki desu ka?
Hai, okagesama de. Today we're going to look at introducing family members.
Kazoku.
Kazoku, family, yes. And we're also going to review the adjective conjunction. So we'll be looking again at I adjectives and na adjectives, is that right?
Ah, so desu ne.美味しくて安い、新鮮で美味しいとかね。
Yes, there's a lot in today's lesson. We're also going to be looking at polite self-introductions.
Mm.
自己紹介。
That'd be very, very, very handy.
Yeah, that's right. If you ever come to stay in Japan. All right. So Fuyuka is introducing Fabrizio to her family.
Fuyuka さんの家にいます。
Let's listen to the conversation.
Fabrizio, うちの父と母と祖母と弟と妹です。
お父さん、お母さん、おばあさん、弟さん、妹さんですね。ファブリッツィオと申します。どうぞよろしくお願いいたします。これ、つまらないものですが、どうぞ。
あら、すみません。わざわざありがとうございます。
さあさあ、ファブリッツィオさん、ビールどうぞ。じゃあ、ファビリツィオさんに乾杯。
ふぅー、冷たくて美味しいですね。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
ファブリツィオ、うちの父と母と祖母と弟と妹です。
お父さん、お母さん、おばあさん、弟さん、妹さんですね。ファブリッツィオと申します。どうぞよろしくお願いいたします。これ、つまらないものですが、どうぞ。
あら、すみません。わざわざ、ありがとうございます。
さあ、さあ、ファブリッツィオさん、ビール、どうぞ。じゃ、ファブリッツィオさんに、乾杯。
ぷはー、冷たくて、おいしいですね。
今度は、英語が入ります。
ファブリッツィオ、うちの父と、母と、祖母と、弟と、妹です。
ファブリッツィオ、This is my father, and mother, grandmother, younger brother, and younger sister.
お父さん、お母さん、おばあさん、弟さん、妹さんですね。
Father, mother, grandmother, younger brother, and younger sister, huh?
ファブリッツィオと申します。どうぞよろしくお願いいたします。
My name's Fabrizio. It's very nice to meet you. Please be kind to me.
これ、つまらないものですが、どうぞ。
This is just a trivial thing, but please, have it.
あら、すみません。わざわざありがとうございます。
Oh, thank you. Thank you for going out of your way.
さあさあ、ファビリッツィオさん、ビールどうぞ。
Here, here, Fabrizio. Have a beer.
じゃあ、ファビリッツィオさんに乾杯。
To Fabrizio.
ふぅー。冷たくて美味しいですね。
Ah, it's cold and delicious.
レベッカさん。When somebody gives you a present, do you always open the present in front of the person?
Yes, I do.
Is that the manner for Western people?
I think so. I mean, you don't tear into it greedily and ignore the card and that sort of thing. But You know, first I'd open the card and read the card, if there is one. And then, or I'd say, do you mind if I open it or something like that? And then open it and have a look at it. Because usually in Australia, if someone's bought you a present, they want to see your reaction when you get it.
So this now, they want to see your happy face.
Yeah. So you open it and you say, oh, wow, thank you. And that kind of thing, even if it's really bad. But it's different in Japan, isn't it?
So this now, I think things are changing. And I think now it depends on what kind of present it is.
Oh, really?
Yeah. If it's a birthday present or a wedding gift, people might open it in front of you. Right. But if somebody brings you a present to home, you might not open it in front of the guest.
And what's the difference? Why would you open a wedding present or a birthday present, but not something someone brought when they were visiting your home? What's the difference?
For the wedding gift or birthday gift, you have no idea what you are getting.
Right, yeah.
So you want to see it.
Yeah.
And you also want to show how happy you are. But for the gift, when somebody is visiting your house,
yes,
you can kind of guess what's in it.
Really?
It's probably cookies or like some kind of sweet.
I see. Yeah, yeah.
So in that case, we don't usually open it unless you're really hungry.
Okay, I get it. I see. It's kind of almost like it's just the present is quite symbolic. If you go to visit someone's house, it's sort of saying thank you for having me or whatever. It's not what's in that that's important. It's the sentiment behind it. And with the birthday present, though, maybe someone's gone to a lot of trouble and they've, you know, picked out something that they know you'll like and that kind of thing. Yeah, so I see what you mean.
すごい上手な説明だと思います。ありがとうございます。I think that's a really good explanation. Yeah. Because when my mother or father received a present from a guest, they never open it in front of the guest, but they put it in front of the Buddhist altar. It sounds so strange to you, but...
Yeah, yeah, I've seen this. Actually, I've had that happen when I've visited a Japanese person's home, particularly older people. They put it in front of the altar. And actually, on a couple of occasions, I was hoping they would open it because, you know, I'd gone to the trouble of picking something I thought they would like and then they didn't open it. They just put it on the altar. But now I understand that was really sort of, I don't know, it's like a showing thanks for it. You know, they want to show it. At one lady, it was her husband's altar. It was like a really big compliment for her to show it to her husband first, or I don't know.
So you can just show it to your ancestor first. Mm. Then you appreciate the gift and open it after the guest leave.
Well, I'm used to that now, but at first I was a bit surprised.
So this, yeah. It's very, very different.
Yeah, yeah. Gift-giving culture in Japan is fascinating. But we have vocabulary to look at. So let's move on to today's vocab items. The first item is...
Chichi.
My father.
Chi. Chi. Chichi.
Next.
Haha.
My mother.
Ha. Ha. Haha.
Next.
Sobo.
My grandmother.
Sobo. Sobo.
Next.
Ototo.
My younger brother.
O-to-u-to. Ototo.
Next.
Imoto.
My younger sister.
I-mo-o-to. Imoto.
Next item.
O-to-san.
Father.
O-to-u-sa-n. O-to-san.
Next.
O-ka-san.
Mother.
O-ka-a-sa-n. O-ka-san.
Next item.
O-ba-san.
Grandmother.
O-ba-a-sa-n. O-ba-san.
Next.
Moshimasu.
The humble form of to be called or to say in the mas form.
Mo-u-shi-ma-su. Moshimasu.
Next.
Tsumaranai.
Dull, uninteresting, or boring. This is an I adjective.
つまらない. つまらない.
Next.
もの.
Thing, object.
もの. もの.
Next.
わざわざ.
Deliberately, to take the trouble.
わざわざ. わざわざ.
Last,
冷たい。
Cold to the touch, chilly. This is an い adjective.
冷たい。冷たい。
Okay, a useful phrase from today's dialogue is where Fabrizio is introducing himself. Can you repeat that for us, please?
はい。Fabrizio と申します。
I am called Fabrizio.
そうですね。とても丁寧ですね。Sounds very polite.
Yes, yes. You can use it in any situation when you're introducing yourself. Is that okay?
そうですね。Fabrizio です is a polite way to introduce your name, but Fabrizio と申しますis even more polite.
Mm, okay, and then he says something afterwards. What does he say?
どうぞよろしくお願いいたします。
Well, I guess he's using this in place of how do you do or nice to meet you in English, but literally it means please be nice to me.
そうですね。Please be kind to me. Please be nice to me. In this sentence, the word いたします is the polite form of します。
Right, and I think we had a similar sentence in Welcome to Style U1.
そうですね。In that lesson, we've learned Fabrizio です。どうぞよろしくお願いします。
Right, so that's very similar to this one, but he's saying です instead of 申します。
Fabrizio と申します。どうぞよろしくお願いいたします。That sounds very polite.
レベッカと申します。どうぞよろしくお願いいたします。
ナオミと申します。どうぞよろしくお願いいたします。
Let's have a look at the grammar point now. Today's target grammar is the difference between terms for family members, is that right?
そうですね。父、my father, and お父さん、father.
So in today's dialogue, Fuyuka introduced her family members. What words did she use?
She used 父、母、祖母、弟、and 妹.
Alright, and when Fabrizio was confirming who each family member was, he used a different set of words, didn't he?
そうですね。He said, お父さん、お母さん、おばあさん、弟さん、妹さん。
Well, Fuyuka was introducing her own family, so she's using these non-respectful forms.
父、母、祖母、弟、妹。
Whereas Fabrizio is confirming Fuyuka's family members, and he's an outsider, so he's using the respectful form.
お父さん、お母さん、おばあさん、弟さん、妹さん。
So if you meet your host family, you would refer to them as お父さん and お母さん。
そうですね。
Etc.
はい。
Not 父、母。That's weird.
When you're talking about your own family in a polite situation, I recommend you to use父、母、弟、妹, that kind of non-respectful terms.
Otherwise, it sounds childish, or it can even sound a little bit... what's the word? No, it's not rude, but...
In the casual situation, people use the respectful terms for their own family, but in a polite situation, it sounds a bit childish, I would say.
Yeah. All right, so check out the PDF and have a look at those two lists. The list of respectful words for family members and the words that you would use to describe your own family members.
レベッカさんの家族は何人ですか
?4人です。
4人 ?4 people?
Yes. 父と母と弟と私です。
ああ、そうですか。お父さんとお母さんと弟さんとレベッカさんですね。
はい。
あ、あと、犬もいますよね。
犬もいます。大きい犬がいます。
あ、そうですか。じゃあ家族はお父さん、お母さん、弟さん、レベッカさんと大きい犬。
はい。ナオミ先生は?
私の家族は5人です。
You have 5 people in your family.
それから犬です。
And one dog.
はい。父、母、弟、祖母、それから私です。
あ、そうですか。お父さん、お母さん、弟さん、おばあさんと、ナオミ先生です。
そうです。
と、犬です。
あ、そうです、そうです。小さい犬が。
small dog, one small dog.、はい、okay.
では、皆さんの家族は何人ですか?
See you next week.
ファブリッツよ。うちの父と、母と、祖母と、弟と、妹です。
お父さん、お母さん、おばあさん、弟さん、妹さんですね。ファブリッツィオと申します。 どうぞよろしくお願いいたします。これ、つまらないものですが、どうぞ。
あら、すみません。わざわざありがとうございます。
さあさあ、ファビリツィオさん、ビールどうぞ。じゃあ、ファビリツィオさんに乾杯。
ふぅー、冷たくて美味しいですね。